The illusion of snow. That's quite an experience for everyone, isn't it? The illusion of snow. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Instant Illumination. The illusion of snow. All of us have had illusions in our life, from the mirage of the desert to the mirage of water on a long road that appears to be underwater at different places, and the snow falling. My recent journey to Switzerland was filled with snow. I was there during a tremendous blizzard, and tremendous snowfall hadn't happened like that in years, and blocked traffic and stopped everything. Covered everything with 3 feet of snow and more. Some places it was avalanches climbing down the mountainside, doing all sorts of beautiful things. And here in Southern California, we had snow too. When I arrived home this last week from my journey in Switzerland with students working with them there, I found snow. And the roads were filled with snow, and the heavens were filled with snow, and it came 2 or 3 inches all over the property, which for us here in the high desert is rather unusual. But within a very short time it was gone, as is the custom of snow when the summer comes. It reminds me of the story that we all know of the sun and the wind arguing who could get the man to take his coat off. And the wind said, "Oh, surely I can. I will blow so hard he'll take it off." And the sun says, "Okay, it's a bet." So the wind blew and blew, and the man, instead of taking his coat off, wrapped it more securely around him. And he failed miserably. Then the sun, with his gentle warmth, shone upon the man wearing his coat to keep warm. And he no longer needed the coat to keep warm, so he took it off and he carried it. And he was comfortable without the coat on. We oftentimes struggle so hard to get rid of the illusions of our life. When the illusion goes away by itself, when we pour unconditional love upon it, when we put our smile, our warmth on it, the snow that covers everything and makes everything appear to be white for a time, makes everything appear to be difficult to drive. And with patience, we just sit back and smile. And as we sit back and smile, the snow melts, the problems go away. And as we wrap them in unconditional love, we don't know what we're doing with that unconditional love, except being unconditionally loving under all circumstances. The problem goes away. The problem is like the snow, quite real, quite dangerous when it's handled improperly, but when it is administered to with unconditional love, the white snow goes away, and it melts, and the green grass comes up, and the trees sparkle with their leaves of joy. The rivers burble with their jumping waters from the mountaintops to the valleys to the rivers, out to the oceans, and all is in divine order. And yet we struggle to think that the illusion of snow, the illusion of something that we don't want, is there. Oh, we say we like the snow because we know in a short time it will melt away. Can we say the same thing of unhappiness in our life? We don't certainly like it, but unhappiness or poverty or illness, can we look at that and shine upon it with our unconditional love and watch it melt away and watch all of the circumstances, all of the things that we had been so terrified of only a short time before, melt away into the nothingness, and the unconditional love that we shine upon it comes forth in a most glorious and a most wonderful way, and we are fulfilled in every beautiful, fabulous way. What a great way to live our life. What a great way to experience who we are. Yes, it's a great way. And Is it the way that we want to be? Well, it certainly is a lot better than worrying over it. It's a lot better than frustrating over it. It's a lot better than having a problem with it. And when the snow is too high and you cannot get to your home in the mountain, you just go to a hotel or motel and take a room for the night, maybe two nights, and then things are back to normal again. The roads are cleared of snow. Traffic is once again going along smoothly, and all is in divine order. This is true for everything we have in life, no matter how terrible the disease may be that we have, no matter how terrible the illness may seem to be, no matter how poor we may be, or what great obstacles we're facing, what great things are happening in our life that make us feel insecure and unstable. It doesn't matter. When we can surround them with unconditional love, when we can surround them with our warmth of unconditional love, the snow of the obstacle, the snow of the problem, melts away. And while the wind couldn't blow a coat off the man without destroying the man, virtually, the sun, by its unconditional love, by its unconditional warmth, fulfilled that task easily and smoothly and happily for all concerned. Today you and I can enjoy perfect health, perfect relationships, perfect abundance, every wonderful and good thing, as we let the illusion of lack, the illusion of limitation, the illusion of illness fade from our consciousness under the wonderful warmth, the wonderful ministrations of unconditional love. And that which was a snow, that which was making the appearance of things being not easy to drive on, melts away, and things are back to normal again. This too shall pass, we are told. Well, the fact is, it never was there. But we looked at that illusion, we gave it our attention, we gave it our expectation, and it gave us all sorts of reasons to believe in it, while all the time it was getting ready to melt and disappear, never more to be seen again. Understand the illusion of snow, and you understand the reality of divine order now. Have a wonderful day. It's such a joy to talk to you and share. I love you. I love you. I love you.